Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a donation online at loe.org or call me at 617-629-3638. And thanks.
From space exploration in search of distant planets to a seafarer seeking a distant place on Earth. As every school kid knows, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And as Bird Notes Frank Corrado recounts, he discovered birds.
As Christopher Columbus neared land in 1492, clues in the form of birds gave him hope that landfall was not far off. We read from his journal. 14 September. The crew of the Niña stated that they had seen a type of tern which never goes farther than 25 leagues from the land. 17 September. This morning we saw a tropic bird, which does not sleep at sea. 19 September. This day, a pelican came on board. These birds are not accustomed to go 20 leagues from land. By late September, Columbus's men were beginning to feel desperate about reaching land. Perhaps to soothe their fears, on September 30th, he wrote, "Four tropic birds came to the ship, a clear sign of land, for so many birds of one sort together show that they are not straying about, having lost themselves." 7 October. Observed large flocks of birds coming from the north and making for the southwest. We accordingly shifted course. If you should happen to travel to the Bahamas this winter, you may see descendants of the sandwich terns that were there when Columbus's ships landed on October 12th, 1492.
Our bird note was narrated by Frank Corrado. For photos and more info, chart a course for our website, loe.org. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Sriskandaraja Mitrataj, and Jeff Young, with help from Sarah Calkins and Sammy Souza. Our interns are Nora Doyle Burr and Hannah Lyles. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lirish-Dean composed our themes. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. You can find us anytime at loe.org. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve a chance to live a healthy, productive life. Information at gatesfoundation.org. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.